How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is January 31st. This is 2022. And as y'all realize, I missed the episode last week. Was under the weather and just glad and thankful to be healthy and just back to normal. It was a really challenging week when I look back at it, and it all started the previous weekend, and woke up on a Friday not feeling like myself, and then by the time noon come around, I was in bed from noon until Sunday evening, and then Monday got back to work and didn't feel like myself on Monday at all. And then Tuesday, I feel like it was probably a little bit better on Tuesday. But yeah, man, just whatever's been going on, it's just been interesting, to say the least. And so many people are dealing with so many different things during this time period. And I think I had mentioned before, like my father getting sick, and then my son was sick, and the daughter, and my wife, and my mom, and It's been hectic since December. So like the past month, starting from like December 27th, let's say, it's been quite hectic, to say the least. You know, so things have been challenging at home with everyone's health, you know, as I mentioned, but also just having like some challenges at work. And even though work is going great, like I came back from a restful time period to a lot of just stress, you know, that comes with being in a work environment and dealing with other people and things of that nature. But you know, life is good, right? I'm here. You guys can hear my voice. I get to share with each and every one of you. I get to take time to reflect, which I've been doing a lot of, you know, over the past few years, and particularly the past few months, you know, and heading into what is 2022. And so for me, I never thought that 2022 would start off the way that it has started, right? It's been one where we talked about active pursuit, like really going after the things that you want this year in 2022. And that was the mantra. It continues to be the mantra. And then the next thing you know, you get hit with a sickness and your morning routine has been put on the side for a little bit just because you physically couldn't get out the bed. And then the malaise of whatever that sickness was still being around, right? And so it's just important to know that with life, challenges come. The unexpected comes. Right, we're either heading into a storm, we're in the middle of the storm, or we're coming out of a storm and enjoying the skies opening up, the sunlight and all that. But you know, we know that just doesn't last all the time. The sun can't always shine for us. And so it's really important for us to really understand who we are and really begin to know ourselves. Really understand who we are and know ourselves so that we can make sure that we are progressing the way that we desire to progress. Right? So, you know, as I'm reflecting and just thinking about how grateful I am for the journey that I'm on and the process of making different things happen in my life that I want to see. I think I had mentioned to you guys a few weeks back that I started the weight loss challenge. 6 weeks, we're in the coming up on the end of the third week. So yeah, today will be the fourth week, right? And I've already dropped 7 pounds from the last weigh-in, and then we'll have another weigh-in in a little bit to see where I'm at. But that came with me like really being honest with myself and the position that I found my health in, right? And not that I have anything major going on with my health, but I know me well enough to say that what I was experiencing and dealing with, right, was not me. It was not how I desire to operate, right? But I allowed myself to get into a space of just putting whatever I wanted into my body because I could, right? And then there's the ramifications of that, gaining extra weight, right? And then not having the energy that I need to have. And so I just made a choice, right? Because I know who I am, and I know the things that I'm capable of, and the things that I desire, and the things that I appreciate about life, which is good health, wellness, right? And it's things, and it's something that I've done before. So when I was able to get onto the scale after the first two weeks was up, like, I wasn't surprised to see that I had lost some weight, because I had been doing the things that I know how to do and been capable of doing, but just allowing for me to get in the way of me. And so that's why it's really important for us to know ourselves. Right? So I know that I have the ability to be disciplined in what I put into my mouth, but I also have the ability to be undisciplined or to really want to enjoy certain things more than I should, but then that impacts me, right? And so just like I was very aware on Monday when I woke up after being sick for the weekend and really being able to say, like, even though I feel a little bit better, this is not who I am. Like, this is not my typical self, right? Like, so when we have that sort of awareness about what's happening in and around us and inside of our bodies, and if we can take that same sort of awareness and put that onto, like, the things that we want to accomplish and the way that we go after certain things in life, I think it'll be beneficial to us. And at least it has been for me. And so I'm continuing to make sure that I am moving forward with all the things that I said that I wanted for this year. And we're almost at February 1. Right, today is the 31st. Tomorrow will be February 1. And so when you look back over the past 31 days, this past month, how are you faring? And are you being honest with yourself? Because if you're not being honest with yourself, then you're going to continue to get all of what you have right now. And so if you're trying to move forward, then you really got to be honest with yourself so that you can have a better understanding of why things are happening the way that they are. So take, for instance, my clothes, my pants, waistline, right? Expanding clothes, pants getting tight on me. And I realize that that's happening, but I'm not honest enough with myself to say, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit and not eat as much sugar. Or let's pump the brakes a little bit and recognize that I'm not getting out and moving as much as I desire to move. Right? Just having those honest answers and those honest questions of what's going on in my life, and then what can I do differently? Because no one's going to do it for us. We are the only ones that are capable of making the choices that we need to make. And maybe sometimes there might be some freak occurrence thing where something happens because of someone that decided to bless us in some way. But no one can help me to lose weight like I want to lose weight. Right? No one can help me to love on my family the way that I choose to love on my family. Like, those are the choices that I have to make each and every day. To say yes to this and to say no to that. yes to eating and trying something new. I've never had cauliflower rice so much in my life, but it's what it's helping right now. And I actually like it. But does that mean that I'm not going to eat regular rice? Of course not. It's about balance, right? And create and living in moderation. Am I going to stop eating bread? No, of course not. It's too good. But will I have bread on every single plate that I eat, or every time I eat? No. I can't. I won't, right? But it tastes good. And so just recognizing that we have to be true to ourselves and be honest with ourselves so that we can move in the direction that we want to go. So my question to you is, how well do you know yourself? Are you asking yourself these hard questions, and are you putting yourself in a position to find the answers? Are you surrounding yourself with people that can support you? Are you researching out the information that might help you to move closer to your goal? These are the things that we have to do in order to accomplish what we want to accomplish, because it's not going to just happen by itself. It's not going to just fall into our laps. We have to really begin to move and make the choices that are necessary every single day. And if sickness comes and you're down and out for a few days, or if there's a job loss, or if there's an argument with your partner, or whatever it might be, right? Because all of those things are going to come, but we can't allow those things to be deterrents to the direction that we want to go. Maybe they'll stop us and slow us down for a little bit, but we have to course correct. And so now is the time. It's our wake-up call. This is the year for you to be honest with yourself and know that you have everything that you need inside of you to make the choices that you need to make, and to put you in a position to win. And so that's what I wish for each and every one of you, is for you to be moving in the direction that you want to go and going after the things that you want to go after. And I'm not talking, it doesn't have to just be material. Like we can get, like, we don't have to just be so focused on all the material aspects of it, but what is it that you truly want for your relationships, for your health? Maybe it's for your finances, right? Maybe it's starting a business, whatever it is. But what are those things that you truly want? And are you willing to look in the mirror and take an honest evaluation at what you see? And appreciate every aspect of you, those qualities that are the best about you, as well as recognizing those qualities that aren't the best about you, but using those as a learning experience to continue to move and grow, and to not allow those to be a hindrance. And so again, the question is, how well do you know yourself? And are you willing to ask the hard questions to get the necessary answers? Because that's the only way that we're going to do it. We We've got to begin to get new answers in our lives to figure out what it is that we want and how to get there. So I'm just appreciative again of each and every one of you. You know, it's good to be back after missing last week and being stuck in the bed and continuing to, you know, work from home and then having the family here, virtual learning and working from home as well. And you know, they're getting ready to go back to school this week. And you know, and so I'm just grateful. You know, and even though that monkey wrench was placed in our laps, we managed, right? And so it was nice, like, having my family home with me, even though, like, we're all continuing to, like, I'm still working from home, like I said, and but having them home, having to quarantine and do school at home for a little bit, like, it was nice having that. Like, it reminded me of the beginning of the pandemic and having all of us here at the same time. And then that shifting in people, my people, right? Having to go back to school and to work. So we're just grateful. Let's just take it all in as we can. You know, life is short. None of us know our time. And so we just gotta be grateful one day at a time. And so I'm always grateful for those of you that choose to tune in. I'm grateful for those of you that share, that like, that comment, that reach out, that support. Like, it's meaningful to me, and I appreciate it. And so I just want to say thank you with my whole heart. And you've been listening to A Father Heard. And so I'll see you on the next one.